About 400 people attended the rally in the MATC auditorium. Milwaukee Teachers Union President Bob Peterson fired up the crowd. He criticized Governor Walker for including in his budget a $300 million cut for the UW system and slashing $127 million from K-12 public schools. The budget also includes an expansion of choice or voucher schools. Peterson called them a 25-year losing proposition for Milwaukee.
There's no accountability, there's lots of fly-by-night operations, and there's a constant push-out of hard-to-educate kids back to the public schools. Verdict? The oldest and largest voucher program in the nation is a failure.
Former Assistant U.S. Education Secretary Diane Ravitch then took the podium. She says Milwaukee has served as the nation's petri dish for education reform. Ravitch pointed to studies that show voucher schools sometimes perform worse than public schools.
Ruth Kniff, the editor of The Progressive, showed in her article about Milwaukee's voucher schools that many of them have no curriculum, uncertified teachers, and squalid facilities. Many of them are, in fact, failing schools, and they should be closed, and they're not.
Ravitch praised Wisconsin for what she called its great system of higher education. She says up until now, the state had been known for its high graduation rates and test scores. She notes other nations don't have voucher schools, but rather strong public schools. Governor Walker has supported vouchers, saying parents know what's best for their kids and should be able to make the decision. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.